Francis, present. On that deck is Mike Malloy,
present.
John Joyce,
present.
And Barbara Willebrand. Is Barbara on the line? All right. We have a quorum. So now we do the Pledge of Allegiance. Mike, that's your true.
Are you ready? Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. At this time, staff members who are at a meeting location or position office will be invited to state their names on the aisle. So let's go on Mike or on the phone first. We'll have staff members that are here on the phone introduce themselves.
Araceli Mayoral, Senior Director of Finance with LLAC. Kira Sharifu, CFO with LLAC.
Kelly Wall, Senior Vice President of Finance for LLAC.
Jerry, Gensinkura. Go ahead, Jerry, sorry.
Thank you, Kevin. Jerry Gensinkura, Corporate Officer.
Kevin Ogden, I'm the liaison to the authorizer.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, and so now we'll go around the room. Happy morning, Jerry.
Chief Executive Officer.
Donald Kaufman, paralegal Bill Thompson, law officer. Thank you, Travis. Area is Abraham Lewis.
Hi,
Michelle
Lopez, Council
of the State. Mike Nolan, board member.
Stanford, board member. Adam
Miller, attorney for
San Diego. Board member.
John Dorch, board member.
Okay, we're here. Thank you. Anybody else that's come on the line? All right, so we'll go to the agenda for the March 3, 2020 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Is everyone ready yet? I have a motion.
Mike Mulway, board member, make a motion.
Let it back up, second that. So we'll vote. Charles Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck, aye. Mike Mulway,
aye.
John Dorch,
aye.
And Barbara, are you there? No. Okay. We'll grab a pass and go to F. Approve the minutes of November 18, 2019, special public meeting of the Board of Directors. And approve the minutes corroborated by all the public charters, special public meeting of November 18. 2019. So, any questions on that? Have a motion?
Board Member Dorch, move to approve. Mike Mulway, board member, second.
We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Mulway,
aye.
John Dorch,
aye.
And Charlie Tucker. All right. So, yeah. So now we're on G. The record of the December 6, 2019 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Any questions on that? Mike Mulway,
thanks
for that. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Mulway, aye. John,
aye.
And that passes. So now we are on the consent agenda. All items listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine policies and practices of the charter. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote, unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered by action separately. This is 1-4. They have revised personalized learning policy, current contract agreement, MOU list, revised employee handbook, and the 2020-2021 school calendar. Anyone who wants one of these discussed or removed? Can I have a motion?
Board Member Dorch, move to approve.
Second.
This is Barbara. I'm in now. I'm sorry. I got it messed up.
All right. Good, Barbara. Welcome. All right, so now we're at 3 public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item that is present in the jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must assign it for the minutes of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public. If allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where members of the public utilize the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comment will not exceed 18 minutes, which is 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but the board's prerogative will have a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide directions to staff, and schedule candidates for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public on the phone or anyone here who would like to address the board? Seeing no one, we'll go to four. School reports and information, principal update.
Hi, board. I would like to update with our enrollment. We currently have 143 students. Our enrollment has pretty much remained constant from November. Our number of incoming students is equal to the number that found that online learning is not for them. So kind of just in and out type thing. We have students enrolled in grade 7 through 12. Two 7th graders have recently joined us, and their reason for joining us was going at their traditional school. So I have a feeling we will see more middle schoolers joining our program soon. Our students age and range from 12 to 24. We have 56% of our students that are female and 43% are male. 19% of our students are in special education. We have 56% of our students are non-Hispanic, 43% are Hispanic, with 11% of our students are English learners, 11% of our students are classified as Spanish, which is a high percentage, and approximately 30% of our students are Hispanic. To date, we graduated 10 students in San Diego Mission Academy, and I want to highlight that number because until recently, we were not WASP accredited, so students were coming to us and accelerating their progress to graduate, and they were graduating with this diploma to a school that wasn't accredited. In early January, we got on the January board meeting thanks to our visiting committee. She pushed through and called WASP and got us on the January meeting because she knew what we were trying to do. And the WASP board approved our school and we got accredited. So, a fully accredited school. Since that time, we have submitted our application to the College Board so we can get our College Board code, which allows students to take ACT and SAT, and it also allows us to submit to the UC Regents to get a GGS approved. Once we get our College Board code as well, we're going to submit for NCAA approval for student athletes to be able to attend our school and still be able to be NCAA eligible. There's lots of things all in the works. We wanted to get our parents more involved. So the teachers and staff have been very creative at coming up with parent meetup events. Most recent have been pizza with teachers. So they pick a local pizza shop in a community where we have a concentration of students. They call families and invite them to come have pizza with the teachers. And a group of teachers show up that represent the students that are invited to attend. We had a really good turnout in Spring Valley where we had 10 parents show up, which is huge. Most people don't get anywhere to show up. We didn't have so much luck in Riverside where we had no parents show up. They were called frequently while we were at the pizza shop or something. But we're trying different things to get parents involved in the school. And that was one of the requirements of WASP was to increase that parent involvement. So we're working on that. We are also anticipating a surge of enrollment in July. So we're planning for that and preparing teachers for a surge in enrollment. We've been notified that there's a school in San Diego who's not going to offer an additional alternative ed program within their school district. So we're anticipating there's lots of students for counselors to meet with those counselors and provide them options. We're talking about having a parent night to be able to explain what our school can provide the parents. We also this morning met with the Riverside Unified School District. We found out we offered this virtual program that was focused on at-risk youth in the trauma-informed program. While we were there, they referred us to students we enrolled on site, and they gave us 5 more referrals to seek out. An option to better serve the students that didn't fit in with their current programs that they offer on their school campuses. So that was an exciting opportunity as well. We're getting our name out there. We're trying to build in a systematic way so we can increase our enrollment because we know there's a lot of underserved students. We also have worked with another meal of in San Diego, and we're in the process of getting an MOU in place so we can serve more students to our 19 to 24 year olds. That is my report.
Any questions? And a motion?
Last board approved budget, a proposed revised operating budget, actuals through January, and a projected total. San Diego Mission Academy is projecting a P2 ADA of 110. The projected ADA is lower than that of the first interim report that we used, which was 140, and lower than the original budget ADA of 150. This is a result of lower than expected student enrollment. This projected P2 ADA will generate a new total budget revenue of $1.4 million, total expenses of $1.9 million, and a budgeted efficiency of revenue of $554,000. And Dr. Cassie will be addressing the board with a plan on how she plans to correct the financial condition of the school after my report. In terms of revenue, the school is proposing a budget with lower numbers than those presented at the first interim report due to the decrease on ADA projections by $600,000 less in revenue as compared to the original budget. The original budgeted revenues were approximately $2 million, and the revised budgeted revenues are $1.4 million. When compared to prior board-approved budget, the changes in revenue are as follows. LCSF sources revenues are decreasing by $576,000. Federal revenues are remaining at the same level as compared to the original budget. Other state revenues are decreasing by $25,000. We are also projecting an overall increase of $94,000 on expenditures as compared to the prior board approved budget. This is to support the additional resources being provided to meet the needs of the students enrolled in our schools. The original budget expenditures were $1.8 million, and the revised budgeted expenditures are $1.9 million. In summary, the increase in expenditures are from the following categories. Salary and benefits are increasing by $364,000. Books and supplies are decreasing by $233,000. And services and other operating expenses are also decreasing by $37,000. In general, we see consistency on the school's financials through the year in the first 7 months of the school year. The school has generated $795,000 in revenue and $1.1 million in costs, and an efficiency of revenue of $349,000 in the first 7 months of the school year. San Diego Mission Academy will end up the year with a negative reserve of $554,000 since this is the school's first year of operations. We also want to inform the board that currently San Diego Mission Academy has an outstanding $600,000 short-term loan with LLAC, which is necessary to cover cash flow operation for school operations. That completes the reporting of the second interim and the revised budget.
So, board, if I may, just talk about the overall status of the school financially and who the lawyers were at and why we're there. When we opened the school in July, we had an increase in the enrollment way above and beyond what we anticipated even for the first year. For the first year, we kind of anticipated having around 40 to 60 students. The school opened with over 130, so we were pleasantly surprised. We staffed thinking that the growth would continue. We had such good applicants and candidates that we couldn't really turn them away because finding good online teachers is very, very, very difficult. We staffed also thinking that the enrollment would continue to increase. So we see an influx of applications. A lot of students are choosing our school and they think online learning isn't for me. It's a little bit more than what I anticipated. And so they're moving to other schools. So our enrollment did not continue to increase the way we anticipated. But that's not due to the effort of going out to try to speak. So we're constantly trying to speak enrollment. The teachers are constantly doing that. So as we're rolling through the year, we're trying to get to the 150 ADA. We never had 150 students. However, we have plans in place to increase enrollment, things that we're planning on doing. numbers of analyzing what if LP1 for next school year is not what we anticipate. What are we going to do? Well, at that time, we're going to have to make some hard staffing decisions and begin reducing our staff. We're anticipating, though, a spike in enrollment in July. And also through these other partnerships to begin to reduce more and more students, that's increasing our enrollment, which then our staffing will make sense. And there's a two-year plan to as a first-year school, we didn't know what was going to happen in a county that was kind of unstable. Things, a lot of things are shifting in San Diego. We got hit with some initial surprise enrollment to get a school up and running, a lot of influx and outflow staff seats. We really had to prepare for that. That's a lot on staff when you have a lot of students coming in and out. There's a lot of additional work. They're working to stabilize staff and develop practices to ensure that when students enroll, that they stay enrolled with us and our long-term students.
Good luck with that.
We're doing what we can. And the staff is fully aware of where we're at financially and they're working very hard. And they all want to stay at the school. So it's a whole team effort involved and they understand reducing expenditures and they're always trying to reduce whatever we're spending. We also have a large number of students who needed laptop computers and internet. And these are the circumstances. So I've actually worked with different folks with NLLAC to start recovering more eBay. So we don't have to purchase the mini laptop and find other ways we can recruit other people to say they donate at eBay for us to check out because we're donating to students. They need them to work. But a lot of times, eBay the computers are just fine for what they're trying to do.
Christine, when you staff up for an anticipated increase in enrollment, are you locked into those salaries for teachers, for
periodors? Right now, our current staffing will handle a spike of enrollment. We can go up to 500 to 600 students with our current staffing. Which is, when we were staffing, we were anticipating a couple hundred, maybe 300 students this school year. That didn't happen, but it was not for lack of effort, and every month we thought we were going to be growing more. It's very, very hard to find ones that are really good online and are willing to go out. Because if you're a virtual teacher, a lot of teachers think that you work remote and you never see your students face to face. And we require our teachers to go with me to students 3 times a week. So they're going out to meet kids at Starbucks, McDonald's, the park, wherever. We're working with a partnership with the gang commission where they'll be meeting students in the library because the gang commission is going to have what they call the SPOT, which is a resource center for gang affiliated youth and families. And so the teachers are going to drop into the libraries on a regular basis. So we're asking a lot of our virtual teachers, and the fact that we got them, they stay and they're happy, and they are trying to increase them. They're doing everything they can.
Any more questions? Can I have a motion?
Representative Dorsch moves to approve.
Aye, please. Let's vote. Bill Stanford, aye. Letter Biff,
aye.
Michael Roy,
aye.
Don Dorsch,
aye.
So now we're on 5B, where we'll be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual.
Hi, this is Geeta Charisi, Chief Financial Officer with NLAC. So I'm reporting on the revised charter manual, charter accounting manual. And if you refer to page 161, 162 of the PDF or page 30 to 31 of the actual copy, if you have the hard copy, there is a section that was recommended by the area superintendents and our discussion with the school officials that the reserve funding should be designated by, if there is any excess reserve funding, it should be designated by the board approval or any of the school officials. So if you refer to that page 161, we added a sentence, and it reads as the charter school board designates fund balance designation based on projected financials. So normally the school healthy reserve should be above 5% reserve cash on hand, and if that exceeds beyond 20%, then that's excess funding, and the board should designate how to spend that money on school instructional material, anything that benefits the students, and that would be a board's decision and approval process. So we wanted to make sure that is stated in our manual, and that concludes my section.
Any questions?
Annual audit report for fiscal year 1920. There is a copy of the audit engagement letter that is included in the package on page 274 for your review. After the audit is completed, the auditor will send a copy of the report to the California Department of Education, the county, and the charter school by December 15. And we will present that report to the board for your approval. Any questions from the board?
Board Member Dorsch, move to approve. Board Member Malloy, second.
All right, so we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Fitz, aye. Mike, sorry. John,
aye.
Treasurer, okay. Real so bad. All right, so far we're here. So now we're on. D, the board will be asked to approve the reimbursement cost of the Bradford Accountancy Corporation for the preparation of filing of the 2018 Form 990 Federal Return of Voting Change Statement from the Income Tax.
Yes, yes, it's going to be me. Berkey Cox, Evans, and Bradford is a CPA firm that provides accounting, audit, and income tax return services, and they will be preparing the corporation's state and federal tax return for year 2018. There is an engagement letter for your review, and it's on page 279. We would like to request approval from the board to use this firm.
Any questions for him? Can I have a motion?
Of charter relations that support the school leader in charter relationships with the authorizer. And third, we would like to confirm Jeff Brown, Jerry Vincent, Caprice Young, Patrick Hill, and Janet Wilson.
All right.
Outline in the enclosed letter in your board package. actually coming into the process. And we kind of research them under the board the dog program. Dog application process requires action by the charter school board. To qualify as a dog school, the California Department of Education requires charter schools to complete an application and certify its initial DOS and then recertify after 3 years. If approved, DOS schools will be held accountable for needing modified measures for certain accountability indicators when appropriate for alternative schools, as reflected in the California School Dashboard. To be eligible for DOS, charter schools must have an unduplicated count of at least 70% of their total enrollment, comprised of high-risk students, and obtain approval from the charter school board certified to meet the DOS criteria as an agenda board item. It's important to note the instructions for eligibility require unduplicated tests. Even though most of our student population qualify for multiple categories, we are only allowed to count them one time in a single category. Therefore, when selecting which categories to report out on the new DOS application, we chose to use some of the new SBE approved categories as it strongly reflects the type of student population we serve. The definition of high risk student groups as approved by the SBE at their July 2017 meeting is outlined in your closed letter. The school has met the threshold for qualifying for DOS certification at 88.7%. Upon charter school board recertification, the charter school will notify Warner Unified School District Governing Board and submit all required forms and attachments to the DOS team.
Any questions?
Get a motion. Mark Malloy, board member, will make a motion.
I amend, I'll second that.
We'll vote. Carol Chancellor, aye. Claudia Dutch,
aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
John Joyce,
aye.
And Barbara Wolfstein. So now we're on that test, and we're on six additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments.
Thank you, Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. As you start any kind of a program, sometimes you run into situations that you're not aware of or can't happen. And that can be kind of devastating, and that can create a negativity. I haven't seen that negativity in this group here. All I've seen here is, well, let's get it done. We can make it work. It will work. And I appreciate that. And I think that that's the strength of what we have with our staffs, with your staff. You mentioned the 9 teachers that are out there giving pieces. If it doesn't work, you might as well feed them. But I think you're going to do fine. I appreciate the effort that you're putting forth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Jerry. Of course, the Form 700, it's that time of year. I don't want to not mention it, but we've talked about it ad nauseum, and so it's that time of year. But Christine, I want to pause for a moment and just thank you for your recognition of how important it is to choose the right staff for a virtual program. And I know that your experience, both your formal education and then your boots on the ground experience, has led to your unique understanding of how important it is. But it's not lost on us, Christine, that you are very mindful of the impact on organizational health when you hire the right people. Glad that you're at guiding this and leading the charge, and just grateful for the opportunity to support you. So thanks to everyone, board members, everyone, staff, and Christine specifically to you in this area. Thank you.
I have a comment that we really need to keep these education. Some students think it's going to be easy, and you have to work. You have to meditate. We need the teachers to help them to get through it. But, I mean, it is not, contrary to some selfish opinion, it's not a giveaway. You have to come in and work for it. And I'm sure that's part of the experience. When they come in and think it's going to be so simple, it's an education.
Okay.
So we need to work hard on the right education. Anybody else?
Yep.
Yep, everybody else? Yep. Being no more observations, because everyone's been asked.